live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Donegal-born father of three children found dead in Dublin has urged all parents to coddle their children whenever they get a chance. The shortage of Garda patrol cars in Donegal is said to be reaching crisis point. The health watchdog has found 8 issues of non-compliance at Hillcrest Nursing Home in Letterkenny. Garda in Donegal say without the public's help, they are restricted in their bid to tackle drugs activity. And up to 400 jobs could be on the way for Inishowen, with plans underway to house new call centre in Buncrana. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First in news, the Donegal-born father of three children found dead in Dublin has urged all parents to cuddle their children whenever they get a chance. The bodies of Connor, Dara and Carla McGinley were discovered at their home last week. Sean O'Regan reports.
There are no words. There is only devastation, grief and anguish. Every breath is a struggle. That's how Andrew McGinley has described the deaths of his three children. 9-year-old Connor, 7-year-old Dara and 3-year-old Carla. He has urged all parents to cuddle your children whenever you get a chance. Tell them how much you love them as often as you can. Their bodies were found in a house in Newcastle last Friday, and their mother remains in hospital as Gardaí wait to interview her. Mr. McGinley says they all had beautiful, bright futures ahead of them. He added the future has now become our enemy, but we will battle it every day to keep the memory of Connor, Dara and Carla alive.
The shortage of Garda patrol cars in Donegal is said to be reaching crisis point. As it stands, there are 3 less patrol cars in the county since 2018, with no vehicle available in Carrick for the past year, while for the past number of months, Killybegs has been without a patrol car, with Gardaí resorting to borrowing a car from the Glenties Division to facilitate call-outs. There was an announcement last year that a number of vehicles would be allocated to Donegal, but as of yet, they have not been received. General election candidate Thomas Pringle says in this day and age, it's unacceptable. The Gardaí are expected to carry out their duties with such limited resources.
We see that there is no patrol car available to Gardaí based in Killybegs, and there's no patrol car based to Gardaí available in Carrick either. So these two areas have to actually borrow a patrol car, which is ridiculous in this day and age that Gardaí should be expected to do that if they want to respond to calls. And, you know, how can our communities expect to get a response when they get the Gardaí don't even provide cars for their members? It's unbelievable in this day and age that we would be talking about this, but this is a sign of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil's policy towards policing in this country.
And indeed, it was announced last year that a number of vehicles would be allocated to the northwest, but still there's been no sign of such.
No, there's no sign of that happening, and there's no sign of the rollout of these vehicles. And as I understand it, the Gardaí are saying that there is no vehicles that are available to meet the temporary need that these have in terms of getting repairs done. But that's just not acceptable. I've been on to Garda headquarters to find out what the story is and why isn't Donegal getting fair treatment. Just can't go on, and we can't expect our Gardaí to provide the service for our communities if we don't provide them with the equipment. And, you know, the most basic thing is transport to get around the rural areas.
And indeed, when one vehicle is taken then from another station for a call-out, it leaves that station then with no vehicle at all.
Well, that's right. You're robbing Peter to pay Paul. And basically, so if the Killybegs guards borrow a vehicle from Glenties or Ardra, that means that Glenties or Ardra is left without a vehicle. And, you know, it's the same situation for both areas, and that's just completely unacceptable. And in this day and age, we shouldn't accept it. But unfortunately, if we continue to election fall and Gael, this will continue to be the situation.
Gardaí and Donegal say without the public's help, they are restricted in their bid to tackle drugs activity. Over the past week, there have been 2 arrests for the sale and supply of drugs in the Donegal division, and this week there were 8 detections in the county in relation to possession of drugs. Garda Clare Rafferty today appealed to anyone who has any information which could assist them in their efforts to come forward.
Without the help of the public, we're really restricted. You know, people may have specific information that can help us to detect where this is going on. And in relation to that, if you have concerns in relation to drugs activity in the community, or you know someone who's taken drugs and are worried about their welfare, or have any information in relation to the sale or supply of drugs, then there's actually a confidential drugs line set up that covers the entire county of Donegal here. I'll give you that. It's a mobile number now. It's 087 067 5529. This line was set up as a partnership between the guards and the VFI in Donegal, and all information given on this is confidential.
The health watchdog has found 8 issues of non-compliance at Hillcrest Nursing Home in Letterkenny. The inspection was carried out by HICWA in October of last year, with the facility carrying out various measures to address the concerns raised by the inspector. The report said that the facilities provided for cleaning staff were not fit for purpose, and that there was no hand wash basin in the laundry and no hand wash or dry facilities. The report also states that staff did not have access to adequate hand washing facilities, and this resulted in inspectors observing poor hand hygiene practices. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Inspectors also found that some practices in relation to the management of incontinence required improvements, and the pensions managed on behalf of 2 residents were not being managed in accordance with best practice guidelines. Hillcrest House immediately engaged the services of an architect and a fire engineer to conduct a full assessment of fire safety and required structural works. An overall upgrading of the premises is also planned. Interim measures include the provision of a dedicated cleaning room on the ground floor, the installation of wash hand basins and drying facilities in the laundry. The resealing of the laundry floor has also been completed. Hot water has also been restored to bedrooms 1 to 11. This was a human error within the week of the inspection. There's now a system in place to check water temperatures on an ongoing basis and for weekly flushing of unused sanitary facilities. Handrails are now in place for all toilets and shower areas, with cleaning schedules also reviewed. A separate company bank account has also been opened for Hillcrest Nursing Home Limited to enable the Department of Social Protection to directly transfer the money from the pensions of the 2 residents. They are operating as a pension agent in progress.
Up to 400 jobs could be on the way for Inishowen, with plans underway to house a new call centre in Buncrana. The proposed centre would be located on the site of the old Fruit of the Loom factory in the town. It's understood that prominent businessman Patrick Doherty is behind the plans and has launched an application to Donegal County Council seeking to convert the old building into a call centre. Local councillor Jack Murray has given a cautious welcome to the developments, saying if the plans come to fruition, it'll be the major boost Buncrana badly needs.
If this comes to fruition and we do have 400 jobs created in Buncrana, it'll be a massive boost for the local area. Buncrana is the Inishowen Peninsula has suffered greatly during the collapse, and a lot of people, young people in particular, left their shores in search of work since the Fruit of the Loom itself closed there. So if 400 jobs were returned to that site, it'll be a massive boost for Buncrana.
And I suppose you yourself come from that generation where a lot of people from the town and the outskirts of the town have moved elsewhere looking for work.
Absolutely. When I think of all the people that I went to school with, so many are gone now and scattered throughout the world, and didn't want to leave, and very much loved growing up in this community, and would relish a chance to come back and work here. So if these jobs do come to fruition, I would hope they're well paid jobs, then yeah, it'll be fantastic and be something that Buncrana has been crying out for a long time now.
And it is, as you mentioned, very early days yet, but obviously if it were to happen, it would be just fantastic.
Yeah, so we're getting headlines at the minute. Now we need to see the detail. We need to see how viable this is. But certainly, this is something that we'll be very excited about, and something that we'll look at with optimism. And hopefully, this comes through, and it is the boost that this town and this peninsula needs.
Gardaí investigating weekend crimes in the Convoy area have issued an appeal for information. A car was set on fire on Friday, while an apartment was burgled on Saturday. Daniel Brennan has more.
Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating the burglary that happened at an apartment on the main street in Convoy on Friday afternoon between 2:30pm and 9:30pm. The front door of the apartment was kicked in, and a couple of items, namely an iPhone 6, a Samsung tablet and €300 in cash, was stolen. Separately, Gardaí are seeking witnesses to an act of criminal damage at the main street in Convoy that occurred in the early hours of Saturday morning at around 3am. A passenger window of a car was smashed and the car was set on fire. The fire brigade were called to the scene. If anyone can offer any information in relation to either of these incidents, then please contact Gardaí and Letterkenny on 074 9167 100 or call the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111.
Business leaders in the UK say they're worried about how they're going to be able to fill labour shortages after Brexit. The Migration Advisory Committee has issued advice to the government about its point-based system, which will restrict hiring staff from overseas. The Recruitment and Employment Confederation and Confederation of British Industry both think the salary threshold is too high, but Home Secretary Priti Patel is confident it can work.
We are absolutely focused on the labour market fundamentals, making sure that we have an immigration system that's fit for purpose, fit for the future, is in the control of the British government, but actually works for our economy and our labour market.
A special meeting has been called to discuss concerns relating to the rollout of 5G in Donegal. The issue was raised by councillors Niamh Kennedy and Jerry McMonagall at the latest sitting of Donegal County Council and resulted in a lengthy discussion by members. It was agreed that relevant bodies would be invited to participate in a meeting which would address what's been described as heightened concerns and conflicting reports on whether 5G is harmful or not. Councillor Kennedy says the current information that's being circulated is too technical and the public deserve the basic facts.
There's an awful lot of information out there, very heavy reading, and a lot of stuff that, you know, you would just throw it to one side, go, I'll look at that again, because it's just so detailed. And we need more general chat, more experience from somebody that can actually give us, with knowledge base, what it is that we are actually accepting here. Now, according to Councillor McMonagall, it's way, way above the rest of the countries, which is very, very disturbing. And I just feel that, you know, our department need to look at, and the government need to have a look and sit down and say, where are we going from here? The 5G that we're talking about is going to have self-drive cars. I can't see that happening in Donegal for a very long time, but it's something that we need to really address now and address it at the stage. Some people may say it's even too late. I don't think it's too late. We need that balanced debate. We need that conversation to be had, and that every councillor, the 37 of us, have some understanding of what it is that's expected of us.
And, you know, whenever this meeting does take place, I'm sure there will be, as you mentioned, experts there. I suppose the key from your point of view is that the language used to relay this sort of all these facts is simplistic in nature, so the general public will have a good understanding of it when you relay it to them then.
Correct. That's the bottom line. I think nobody needs jargon. We just need the facts. We need the basic to come out with it nice and clearly and say, this is what the situation is. And let people then make up their own mind whether they want it or not. You can turn off your phone if you want it, but you can't turn off 5G because it's up a mass somewhere. So we need to be really, really careful as to where it goes, what we do, and to have an understanding for what it is that's coming down the track.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Make your Shop LK gift card go further with an extra 20% off in store.
At 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and Donegal manager Declan Boner has confirmed Leo McLoone has retired from inter-county football. The Naoimh Connell man has called time on his Donegal career, informing Declan of his decision earlier in the year. McLoone made his debut under Brian McIver in 2008 and was an important player in the success under Jim McGuinness when he lifted the All-Ireland in 2012 and won three Ulster titles. Having taken a year out in 2017, he returned to win the provincial title on two more occasions in Boner's reign. Speaking with Tom Comack, the Donegal manager paid tribute to McLoone.
Yeah, Leo, a brilliant servant, and you know, there for over a decade, picked up a lot of titles along the way, numerous Ulster titles, All-Ireland title, and you know, it was a real leader. And for the couple of years I had him in there, over the last 2 years, he's been a real leader within the group, within the squad. And yeah, big loss to no more than Frank is, and we wish him well.
Were you surprised when he said he'd go on? Because he's, what, 31, 32? A lot of people feel there's still something left.
Yeah, listen, we had a number of meetings back in the autumn time, and, you know, he had indicated at that stage that he was thinking that he was going to step away from the demands of intercounty, and there's huge demands at that level now. And as I say, he confirmed then just over the Christmas that he wouldn't be coming back. He had a long... campaign with Niamh Connell in the Ulster Club Championship, and a successful campaign with Niamh Connell. So yeah, it's been in terms of on the playing field for Leo in 2019, he got his Ulster title, and he also got his another senior inter-county or senior club title with Donegal. And very unfortunate and probably in the Ulster campaign that they didn't get over the line there. But you know, being a great player for Donegal, a real strong, powerful player, could play in numerous positions, and yeah, it's going to be a loss to the group.
Will he be a loss from the dressing room?
Yeah, listen, another one of those leaders, and there's only a number of them left now from that 2012. And so you mentioned, you know, Patrick coming back, and that's important for us too, because Patrick, even though Patrick's still relatively young, he's still a real experienced player. He's been around for 7-8 years now at inter-county level, and you know, we need that experience in there. And Leo was one of those players, and as I say, myself and Frank are our big losses to the group and through the squad, and we wished him well.
Declan Boner there. You can hear more from Declan looking ahead to this weekend's game against Meath and injury concerns on our website highlandradio.com in the sports section. Elsewhere, the Donegal County Board have confirmed they'll play two double headers with the Donegal Senior Ladies during their respective league campaigns. The first game is Sunday the 9th of February at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. The Senior Ladies will play Galway at 12 noon and the men follow against the Connacht side at 2 o'clock. The second double header will see the county sides play Cork at Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon on Sunday the 1st of March. Again, the ladies will start at 12 and the men at 2. Both boards have also been looking into a possible double header against Tyrone in the championship on the 17th of May at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. In rugby, Conor Murray has won the competition to start at scrum half for Ireland's opening Six Nations game with Scotland on Saturday. Ulster's informed John Cooney must content himself with a place on the bench at the Aviva. There's a first cap at number 8 for Leinster's Keelan Dorris in a selection that sees CJ Stander move to blindside. Rob Herring starts at hooker, but Ronan Kelleher is set to win his first cap off the bench. Farrell's been explaining his reasons for keeping Cooney in reserve.
He's had a few days that he missed through HIA protocols, but still, as I said before, Connor's been going great guns in camp as well, and John's been supporting Connor within that role, and everyone's round to go now.
In soccer, there's concerns over the fitness of Republic of Ireland defender Shane Duffy this evening. The centre-half has undergone a minor operation to have a blood clot removed from his leg. Duffy's been managing the problem in recent weeks and isn't expected to be a long absentee. Elsewhere, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says Sadio Mane will miss the next two games. The Senegalese forward suffered a small muscle tear against Wolves and will be absent for the meetings with West Ham and Southampton. And Christian Eriksen has signed a 3.5-year deal with Inter Milan. The Danish playmakers left Tottenham for €20 million. Following Eriksen's departure, Spurs have made Giovanni Lo Celso's loan from Real Betis a permanent one. And Fernandinho has signed a 1-year contract extension with Manchester City. The 34-year-old Brazil international, whose previous deal was due to expire at the end of the current season, is now committed to the Premier League champions until 2021. On the pitch tonight, a place in the Carabao Cup final awaits either Aston Villa or Leicester. They're tied at a goal apiece ahead of the second leg of their semi-final at Villa Park. Kick-off there is at 7:45. And there's 8 ties in the Championship tonight. Leaders West Brom, they travel to play Cardiff. Second place Leeds there at home to Millwall. And there's 2 games down for decision in the Irish Premiership tonight. Fourth place Glentoran, they host Glenavon. And Linfield, they travel to play Larne. Linfield with a win tonight can go top of the table. Elsewhere, David Parkhouse has signed with Stevenage in English League 2 on loan from Sheffield United until the end of the season. The 20-year-old, who was on loan to Derry City from the Blades last year, where he scored 19 goals and 39 appearances for the Brandywell club. And Shelburne manager Ian Morris has signed a contract extension until the end of 2022 season. In his first year in charge, the 32-year-old steered Shells to the First Division title and returned to the top flight for the first time in 6 seasons. In motorsport, Callum Devine has been selected as one of the 5 drivers for Hyundai's customer Racing Junior driver team. The Claudy driver will have support from the Hyundai Works engineering department and be mentored by World Rally Crews. In 2020, Devine and his co-driver Brian Hoy will compete in the European Rally Championship, which starts at the end of March in the Azores. And finally, for this evening in tennis, Roger Federer says he believes in miracles following his 5-set victory over Tennis Sandegren to reach the Australian Open semi-final. The 38-year-old saved 7 match points to dispatch the American and set up a meeting with defending champion Novak Djokovic. Second seed Djokovic beat Milos Raonic in straight sets. And women's top seed Ashley Barty, she'll play Sofia Kenin in the semi-finals. They posted respective straight sets wins over Petra Kvitova and Onis Jabeur. That's all your sport this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And finally in news, the Guibara Conservation Group is urging people in the area to object to a planning application for a wind measuring mast in the area. A planning application in the name of Cork-based company Brookfield Renewable Ireland Limited was launched with Donegal County Council in December for a 100-metre mast in Clogher Acullion. The application describes the proposed development as a temporary 100-metre meteorological mast for the purpose of measuring local climate conditions and collecting meteorological data. It would be in situ for up to 2 years. Conservation Group spokesperson Patricia Sharkey says this will be higher than the tallest building in Ireland.
This mast would be 338 foot high, 50 foot taller than the tallest building in Ireland. You'd see it from Slieve League, Glenvie, Letterman Award, Clingor, Galwally, Derry Laconnell, Lochbarra. It would really badly impact on Duhery. According to the plans, it has a kilometre of steel guy wires. It's very hard for people to get their mind around the size of something like that.
Weather now staying cold and blustery for the rest of the day with wintry showers and fresh to strong and gusty westerly winds. Scattered showers will continue tonight with some wintry falls likely mainly on high ground. Lowest temperatures tonight of between 0 and plus 2 degrees with some frost patches developing. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Donegal-born father of 3 children found dead in Dublin has urged all parents to cuddle their children whenever they get a chance. The bodies of Connor, Dara and Carla McGinley were discovered at their home last week. The shortage of Garda patrol cars in Donegal is said to be reaching crisis point. As it stands, there are 3 less patrol cars in the county since 2018. The health watchdog has found 8 issues of non-compliance at Hillcrest Nursing Home in Letterkenny. The inspection was carried out by HICWA in October of last year, with the facility carrying out various measures to address the concerns raised by the inspector. And up to 400 jobs could be on the way for Inishowen, with plans underway to house a new call centre in Buncrana. The proposed centre would be located on the site of the old Fruit of the Loom factory in the town. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, the 28th of January. The death has occurred of Mary Elizabeth Grant, Sister Teresa of Carmel, in her 93rd year. Sister Teresa of Carmel, formerly of the Bray, Burnfoot, County Donegal, passed away at Nazareth House, San Rafael, California, USA. Requiem Mass will take place in Nazareth House, San Rafael, California, on Monday. Mass will also take place in Nazareth House, Fawn, County Donegal, at 7 p.m. on Monday evening. The death has taken place of Maureen Walsh, Nee Reynolds of Valencia Cottage, Drumaway, Greencastle. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Joan Pollock, formerly of Stony Falls Park, Dunamana. Her remains are reposing at her sister Vera Robinson's home, 7 Sion Road, Sion Mills. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church Clocker at 10 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Dementia NI, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Frankie McConnell, 19 McNeely Villas, Old Town, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass in St. Eunan's Cathedral at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of flowers to Pieta House, care of Charlie McClafferty, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of John McVeigh, Killavee, Port Salin. Rosary each night at 9 o'clock. Funeral from his residence on Thursday morning at 10:30. For Requiem Mass in St. Columba's Church Mass Mount at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Eileen O'Reilly, née Diver, 45, Bridge Street, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Diabetes Association, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has occurred of Mary Jane McCullough, née McKelvey, 1A Orr Park, Newtown Stewart. Mary Jane's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from her late home on Thursday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Eugene's Church, Glenoch, with interment afterwards in Glenoch Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Arthur Rolston, Cormcamble, Carrigans. Arthur's remains are reposing at his residence until 11 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock for service in Monrea Presbyterian Church at 1:30. Burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. No flowers, please. Donations, if desired, to Monrea Church Hall, care of Gibson Funeral Directors. And the death has occurred of Eileen McLaughlin, Mason, Urbellaria, Malinhead. Eileen's remains are reposing at her home in Urbellaria. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 to St. Mary's Church, Lagmallin, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Nazareth House Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Pat Kelly, Funeral Director.